You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station.
Bayless Jones, oh, this has been a problem for him in his career. And that one was coming right to Tennessee. Let's see what the ruling is. It is Titans ball, and the problems that have haunted Bayless Jones in his first two seasons in the league strike here.
He's alive.
Yeah, very much so. And alive and literally kicking the football to the other team. And I thought that was it right there. I mean, when that starts happening, you think, oh God, what are we doing here? Guys, you know, fix this. And they did, and they took him off kick return.
Yes. DeAndre Carter did an excellent job yesterday on returns. Phenomenal.
Including a 66-yarder that set up their first score of the game.
They might need Velas, though.
Right.
For those of you who are just joining us, Rome Odunze, according to Matt Eberflus, is going to undergo an MRI and that they should know something on Wednesday about...
Well, they'll know something today. They're going to...
Tell us.
The national guys will get it later
get
today.
It tonight, yeah. It'll probably be on Monday Night Football with Schefter.
Right.
That's
what I think is probably likely.
But him...
If it's bad. If it's bad, we'll know tonight.
Well, see, I think if it's good, it behooves the Bears to be like, yeah, we went to tell a Kevin Fishbane or a Dan Weederer, yeah, we got the MRI back. Everything looks good to go.
All right, that's fair.
Well... So Velas
could find himself being
a wide receiver again.
Right. Be given an opportunity to continue to play on this team.
I don't know where that stands. I know that it's getting silly at this point, where if he's going to make you less likely to win, it's enough. And if you value him as a practice player, that's fine. But for him to be active and for you to find roles for him, put him out there and giving him the ball, this feels forced.
You know, if one of our corners gets hurt, then he could be a gunner. That's why we should keep him.
All right, well, it feels forced.
It really does.
That's unfortunate. And this was a game that turned on strange plays. It was a very atypical football game. We've gone through all the stats that show just how much of an outlier this particular win was. There's a lot of weird going on out there today.
A ton of it.
Yesterday, I should say.
A ton of weird. You had the pop-up that seemed like it was in the air forever. Forever, Jerry. Forever. That Rome Odunze actually comes down with because he went out there and did some offensive rebounding. By the way, have you seen the high school team did a fake punt like that? It's brilliant.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
It's brilliant. So the punter gets the ball, and then he underhands the throw.
Mm-hmm.
So the defenders are thinking that it's a punt. And then his guy goes up and catches it first down.
And the punter did it like really close to the up man. So you couldn't,
see it?
You couldn't see any. And he comes
brilliant.
From really low. It was a really cool play.
That's cute.
Yeah. It's a brilliant play.
That's really cute. So everybody's looking up, like, okay, ball in the air.
It's going to bounce, and then we can let it roll and down it. But the offensive player was like, no, I'm just going to go up and get it. And
well,
now
fun.
It's a first down.
That's fun. I would love to be in the meeting or wherever it was where a coach's like, hey, you know what?
You know what we could do?
You know what we could do? Let's practice it and see if they get it.
Do we trust Timmy to make this throw?
We actually had a fake extra point similar to that we never did in a game. But the idea was the holder, we fire one of the ends towards the pylon, not the pylon, the goalpost. So right in the middle of the end zone. And the holder, instead of holding for the kick, would throw it up in the air.
From
his position, just throw it up back towards the...
Sure.
Towards the goalpost, and the idea was that tight end would be there to jump and grab it. We never did it in a game though.
That's kind of that's a variation of like the Tim Tebow jump pass, is what that is.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of bloop. That's cool. I like it.
So you had that. Then you had a blocked punt, and did you see who blocked the punt?
Mastroli Award winner Daniel Hardy.
And we talked with him about, you know, what the types of things he was going to have to do to make the team.
Really just being mindful, man. Just, you know, your brain is the biggest muscle you got, or the strongest muscle you got. And so it's just kind of like what we talk about. Coach Flus loves to harp on, you know, having your spirit and your mind right, because it affects your body. So I think that's my biggest thing, just being mindful, thinking about the way I talk to myself during games and my preparation, in terms of watching film, understanding who I'm going up against. And it definitely helped that we got to practice against those guys the day before.
Maybe that's why his teammate Tyreek Stevenson thought that they were going to block a punt.
Moments have definitely swung. We knew we was going to block it all week, just the way we prepped for it, just the way we knew it. You guys, most of the guys, we already knew what it was, and we just ain't know who was going to do it.
Why specifically did you think you knew you were going to get put punt?
Just based off film, based off the actions this punter and the line and everything had over the last few years. See, our coaches go 10, 15 years from now, you feel me? And they go all the way back to find out what we need and just to show us, to give us that edge that we need.
Tyreek Stevenson was so funny when he was talking about the touchdown.
It's like, it was a blur. Like, he was just in his hand and he was dancing or something like that.
He thought, right? It was a sack, and yeah. He's like, oh, wait, there's the ball. And then he can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there was a blur, and then I was in the end zone too with my dance. Because Will Levis is silly.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I had to watch it again because I thought maybe it like got knocked away or something. He just gave it to him. He gave the other team the ball so they could score a touchdown.
Yep. Sometimes the sack is the right play.
Well, that was part of the weird. And there was just so much odd stuff going on that when the batted balls and the uncertainty of the number of tipped balls in the air, and your heart is just in your throat, because all of those should be intercepted, because you've got the eyes upward. Everybody else is sort of running down the field. The fact that Roma Dunze had the presence of mind and the athleticism to come over and pull that one down is incredible.